Today on Music Is My Jam, we're talking solo careers. I'm also talking about opinions I have and some more short stories. So this episode is just talking about NSYNC and wrapping up the series. I'm Isabel Richardson, and welcome to my show Music Is My Jam. It's the third part of my series, Get NSYNC. After this series, I will probably do the Beatles. For this part, we're going to talk about JC and why he should do some more music, Justin and his career, and Joey and his single. I will also talk about my first impressions and opinions on NSYNC. I have a lot to say, so this is going to be a longer episode, so get ready for that. We're going to start with JC, the C in NSYNC. In 2004, he released his single and his album Schizophrenic. When Lance did his interviews with the guys on his podcast, he had JC on it. JC talked about how his life is kind of private, but he's always in the studio, producing and writing, and just working on music and helping other people with their music. So he's more active than we thought. He also talked about how he wanted to make music that everyone likes and it speaks to him, and that's his dream. He dreams about being a good musician and he's still working on it. So he totally hasn't given up on music. JC says that Schizophrenic is bittersweet for him. He was able to be creative, but he also didn't feel supportive. He didn't get that support from the record label like a record label supported Justin. I think he would release more music if he had some more support and some more confidence. I love his voice. He has an amazing voice. Even Justin said that JC had the best voice in the group. When Lance had Chris on his show, they talked about how JC had an amazing voice and people miss his voice. I swear this podcast is analyzing Lance Bass's podcast. I guess Lance's podcast is just a good resource for like stories and facts because, you know, he was actually there. But it'll be different when I do the Beatles next episode. So if you listen to the song Selfish, which is one of my favorite NSYNC songs, from like minute 3 to 3:40, he just puts everything he has into that part. You hear all the emotion. Every time I hear that part, I just stop breathing and I just listen because it gives me shivers. There's so much emotion and it's literally breathtaking. So people miss his voice and miss him and him being active. When he posts on Instagram or his Instagram stories, the fans get like so excited and they're so happy that they see JC doing things. But with JC, I think the reason he doesn't post is because he's busy, and that's what I like to think anyways. He used to post a lot and now it's every now and then. So what I like to think is that he's working on something and being busy instead of just being forgotten. I really hope that he starts posting more and making more music because I miss him and I think the fans also miss him. Okay, before we go on to Joey's career, we have our segment, Which One? Last time we had the song More Than a Feeling by either Boston or NSYNC, and the winner was NSYNC. So today we have the song How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? The choices are the Bee Gees and Al Green. I personally like the Al Green version, but let me know. Also, if you go to my page on Spotify or the app Anchor, there's a link where you can send me a message and give me some feedback, request, or give me some songs for Which One or Song Challenge. And I might feature it in my next episode. You can also find it in my descriptions on my episodes. Okay, before we go back to the show, we have a quick ad. So I'm promoting water. Water is so good for you. It can help with metabolism and just being healthier in general. It may not be that fun to drink sometimes, but it's very good for you. And sometimes I forget to drink water, but when I do, I feel so much better. So go drink some water. Alright, back to the show. Joey Fatone, the Y in NSYNC. Remember when he had that blazing bright red hair? That was amazing. I love that look. Anyways, Joey has a few shows and things that he does. Honestly, he's a very talented person, and he has a great sense of humor. I love his humor. The internet says that he released his single in 2010, but Spotify says 2016, so I don't know. It's called Radio. It has a different vibe. I don't know how to describe it, but I love that song. His voice is amazing. You can hear all his emotions when he sings. You can hear when he gets a little mad, and you can hear when he's smiling. Even though you can't see his handsome face, you can hear and feel the emotions. Like some artists I've heard, they whisper into the microphone. They don't have emotions. I'm not talking about Billie Eilish. She's an amazing singer. But I've heard singers where their singing is just monotone. It's just words. But when Joey and the rest members of NSYNC, when they sing, you can hear the different notes and the emotions. And you connect with the music and the song more. Also, I love the song I Thought She Knew because Joey has a part in that. And I love watching concerts where they do that song, because you can see Joey going on out and just pushing himself to do his best. I'm bringing this up again. Man's podcast. JC said that he wished that I Thought She Knew would be liked more because acapella doesn't get very far on radio. I honestly love that song. It's so calming and I love it. So go listen to that song. You can actually hear Lance's voice, and both Joey and Chris have a part in that song, and it's amazing. So anyways, when you watch an NSYNC concert, or if you've been to one, you are never disappointed. They make the show all about the audience. They put all their effort into the show, and they make sure they're doing their best. And Lance's podcast, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I should be getting paid for this, but whatever. Anyways, JC talked about how they put all they had into the performances. And since the people pay for it and they took time to come to the performance, they shouldn't be disappointed. It's just amazing. Before we talk about the end in NSYNC, Justin, we have our segment Song Challenge. And it's a song that reminds you of summer. I think a song that reminds me of summer is Sailing by NSYNC. It reminds me of being on a beach and not worrying about anything. It's a very nice song, and Chris's voice sounds so nice, and it's so calming. Alright, let's talk about Justin now. So he released this album in 2002. It was called Justified, which I think is very clever. He has some pretty good songs on there. I love his songs, Cry Me River, Let's Take a Ride, Take It From Here, most of the songs. One time, I listened to that album 5 times in a row. It's literally one of my favorite albums. So he has a very successful career. I just love his music and he's very funny. He has a very nice voice. I prefer his voice when he became older, like in Celebrity, and when he went solo. I think he grew into himself. I don't mean anything against Justin, he's amazing. But I think his voice was a little shrill when he first started out. But then I think he grew into his voice and learned to like breathing controls and controlling his voice and notes. I really love when he sang Gone, because I love the emotions and I appreciate his voice. And he actually had a part in writing that song too, so I really like that song. But anyways, it's just my opinion. I think his voice is amazing and it always was. But I'm just saying that he grew into his voice more and he made himself better. Justin, JC, and Joey are so talented and great singers. I also love Chris's voice. It's very high. If you listen to him talk, he doesn't sound like he has a very high singing voice, but he does, and it's amazing. Sometimes in live performances, you can hear Chris's voice in the background, and I think it makes NSYNC complete. Because in my opinion, JC, Joey, and Justin have sometimes the same pitch, so it's nice to have that extra pitch and a different voice. Now, we'll talk about Lance. Oh my gosh, I love his voice. In the song Everything I Own, he has a small part, and it just gives me shivers. I'm impressed by how deep his voice is, and if you listen to live performances, you can get a hint of his voice. I think that Lance and Chris definitely made NSYNC better, and made their performances better, because you have those layers of the different voices, so I wish Lance and Chris sung more. NSYNC is also a little surreal to me. I guess because they were a boy band in the 90s, and I forget that sometimes they were in a boy band, and now they're all in their 40s, and they all have spouses, and they're starting families, and doing shows, doing things other than dancing and singing in front of a bunch of girls. So I guess it's sometimes a shock to me to watch a live performance and then look at at their Instagram and see them older. Another reason they might be surreal to me is because they weren't together very long, which I think is a good thing. Lance said in his podcast, oh my god, I'm so sorry, that since they didn't stay together very long, no one is sick of them. Like, since they weren't a band for very long, the fans are still wanting them and want them to do something. Honestly, when I first got into NSYNC, I had so little knowledge. So I'll tell you some things I thought about NSYNC before I learned about them. So I remember I was sitting on my bed, and I had listened to them for the first time, and I looked them up on Wikipedia, and I made like my own little guide to NSYNC. I got a piece of paper and wrote the members and why they broke up and when they were active and stuff. I remember thinking, I'm never going to learn the rest of the members' names. I'm going to keep forgetting. But I learned them like after a day, and now they're all I ever talk about. Anyways, I looked at the NSYNC Instagram page, and I looked at the photos. So I'll tell you my first impressions of them. So when I first got into them, I only knew of Justin, and I liked his hair. When I had looked at the members, I thought Chris's name was Patrick. Then obviously I learned his real name like 2 minutes later. Anyways, I thought Joey was there just because he could dance and he was just a background voice. But when I listened to the I Thought She Knew, I had no idea they had Chris and Joey singing it. So when it came to Joey's part, I was like, is this JC or Justin? And then I watched a live performance, and I had got to that part, and I was amazed. I was like, I thought Joey was cute, but I didn't think he could sing. And I was like, dang, they messed up. They should let Joey sing more. I literally stopped breathing. I was astonished. To be honest, when I got into them at first, I wasn't very interested in the other members other than Justin. So I didn't really have an opinion on Lance or JC. I thought JC looked like Harry from Third Rock from the Sun. It was the hair, I think. Then I saw a picture of him. I wasn't very interested in him. I thought Justin would be my favorite, but I was very wrong. I was like, Justin is the only one who matters. But I was so, so wrong. They all matter, and they all make NSYNC awesome. Then I watched a video where Lance talked, and I was amazed by how deep his voice was. But otherwise, I didn't really have an opinion on him. I was just scrolling through the NSYNC Instagram page, and I wasn't very interested in pictures or videos, unless they had Justin in it. I guess because Justin was the only one I knew. Otherwise, I didn't really have an opinion on Lance and JC, which is ironic, I think, because Lance and JC are not my favorite celebrities. Then I thought Chris's style was wacky. I thought he was weird. But it turns out that me and him are very similar, and I love his style and his crazy hairstyles. And Joey, I didn't really think he belonged in the group. I thought he was the oldest and he didn't really fit in, but I've completely changed my opinion, and he's also one of my favorite celebrities. Also, when I got into NSYNC, I had no knowledge. I was just starting out. So when I got into them more, I didn't think their song, This I Promise You, I didn't think it was very good, and I didn't even give it a try. Until about a month ago, I listened to it in Spanish because I thought it'd be funny and cringy. And now I love that song. Like, I didn't laugh at all. I just loved it. I would only listen to the songs that I had heard before or that I knew were good songs. I didn't explore it more. So I would only listen to Gone, I Want You Back, Tearing Up My Heart, It's Gonna Be Me, For the Girl Who Has Everything, and Bye Bye Bye. So I would listen to those on repeat. I had to kind of force myself to explore it more, and usually when I get into a new band, I would listen to their albums and make myself explore the songs more. That's when I get hooked, and that's when I get obsessed and I can't go back. I should have just stopped there and just left it alone, but honestly, here I am, obsessed with a boy band from the 90s. Anyways, when I got into NSYNC, I went through different phases of each one, which usually happens when I get into a new boy band, like with the Beatles. I went through a Paul phase and a George phase and Ringo, then John, then I settled on George and Paul. So with NSYNC, I went from Justin to Joey to Chris to Lance, then I settled on, I don't really know. I'm still going through my phases. It changes like every week. At the moment, while I'm recording this, I'm going through Chris and Lance phase. It'll probably change next week. We'll see. Another thing I want to talk about was how fans spell NSYNC differently. I think that's cool. The way I spell it is with the star and all caps and no spaces, but sometimes fans spell it apostrophe N, then space, then sync, and the sync is lowercase. I've seen it a lot of different ways, and I think that's cool. So that's the final part of getting sync. I had so much fun writing these episodes, and I'm kind of sad that I'm not going to do it in sync for a while. I hope you had fun listening. Next episode, I'll be doing the Beatles. I might come back to NSYNC in the future if there's a reunion. Then I can talk about that, or for one of their album anniversaries, or it's a special day in NSYNC history, I might have an episode or segment on that. The New Strings Attached anniversary is in March, so I might have a series where I talk about that, and then the NSYNC album anniversary in May, then the celebrity anniversary in July. But otherwise, I'm open to suggestions, and I have lots of ideas for artists. I've also been thinking about what I should call my fans, which is like the five people who listen to this podcast. Like Lance has his podcast and he calls his fans peanuts. I don't know what that's about. But I was thinking about calling my fans jammers. But I don't know. So let me know any names you have for my fans. Thank you for listening to Music Is My Jam, where we talk everything music because music is everything.